Next is an excerpt of a slideshow where Srila Satsarupa Das Goswami is talking about Vrindavan, given on January 2nd, 1993, in Gita Nagari.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Ti Naman Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pastatarati. So this was intended to be a slideshow with narration of travels of myself and Madhu Mangal, starting in New York last year and going to Europe and so on. So Madhu took pictures here and there, not in a systematic way. He's not a professional photographer, and also sometimes he doesn't have a camera, and sometimes he doesn't have film, and he's always doing so many other things. Sometimes he didn't take pictures of a particular place even, but we got some things. However, he had some more technical difficulties. I don't exactly understand with the slide, the size of the slide or something or other, but all we've got is Vrindavan. So he has 140 pictures of Vrindavan. Therefore, we'll just, since the only slides we have are Vrindavan, we'll talk about that. Only the best. We went to Vrindavan, and I wanted to write there. This, as you see, some of these books that have come out, they're like written on location. The Begging for the Nectar of the Holy Name is written in Italy, and the book before that is written in Wicklow, Ireland. And it's become a whole, for me, part of the writing is to be in a place. And so what better place to write than Vrindavan, where the six Goswamis wrote? Devotees often told me, why don't you come to Vrindavan and you can write here? And I tried to explain to them why it was difficult for me, because although Vrindavan is the best place in the universe, it was difficult for me to have any privacy in Vrindavan, because usually when I go there, it's a more socializing place, a more international gathering of devotees than any other place. And so it seemed difficult with all the requirements of attending functions and meeting with people there to at the same time write. But we began to think if I could have a place where I could write outside the temple and near the temple. And around ISKCON, Krishna Balaram Mandir, for some years now, there has been springing up a whole larger ISKCON or community of ISKCON devotees who are buying property and building houses from all over the world. Devotees are doing this, and on both sides of the mandir now it continues to spread out. So I thought maybe there's somewhere I could stay. So Baladev, he went ahead to try to find a place. He had a few leads, but nothing much. That's a whole story he can tell about his frantic efforts. He didn't even get there very much ahead of me, just a few days ahead of me, due to different complications like Jordanian Airlines special 3-day treat they gave him of a vacation in their country, and things like that. So he got there quite late, and I was ready for whatever might happen. And when we got there, he said that quite unusually, by even to the surprise of the devotees there, he very quickly had found a place which had been used previously by other devotees and which was available for renting. So we're very happy that we went right from the airport to this place, which is within sight of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, a few minutes walk. And that's where I stayed all the months that I was in India, and probably we'll see pictures taken from there, etc. So I was able to write, and that's a little bit of the background, the general background that we can have in mind for this particular show. It's not like, again, we didn't go there like a crack team to do a slideshow of Vrindavan. But you're just getting some like leftovers of what we happen to be doing in Vrindavan. When we could remember to take, when he could remember to take pictures. So I have no idea what the images are. Well, when they come up, I'll just try to say some things. But a little bit more beforehand. Also, I'm not trying to rush through this. I'm not trying to drag it out either. But if it takes two nights, that would be all right too, rather than that we have to do everything so quickly. I began doing my own writing there, and at the same time, I began preparing for the course that I would teach. So after that took about 4 weeks preparing for the course, the life of Prabhupada, and then many, many devotees started arriving in Vrindavan for the course, VIHE, and for the festival, Kartik time. I gave the course and then stayed on there. And just as this is a disciples gathering here, it was a nice gathering. There were about 30-35 disciples of mine there. At the same time, there were 30 or 50 disciples of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and about that many of Giriraj Maharaj and different ISKCON spiritual masters. So this group of devotees, who I'd hinted to in letters that this would be a good time for us to get together, they made arrangements to go there and to take the course and to be there at the time I was there. And so I think we all have nice memories of some of the times we had together there. And that may be reflected somewhat in some of the slideshows. And I intend to continue to do this as long as Krishna allows. And we never can take these things for granted, although sometimes we do. We take so much for granted that this is going to happen, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but we may have made our last trip to Vrindavan, or we may have missed this may be the last month of our life, any one of us. So we don't know what will happen. But still, what can we do? But we make plans. Man proposes, God disposes. So I plan to continue to go back there every year. And so I do make that suggestion to devotees. I know it's not easy to tell someone, why don't you go to India, but it's something that people can plan for. And if not every year, sometimes you can go and we can associate there together in the special atmosphere of Vrindavan. All right, so let's start.